Hello, my friends. I'm sitting here in St. Christopher's on this beautiful sunny morning, and the light is shining through the windows onto the cross and alighting the space where we are. In front of me, I'm sitting, if you can picture me, on the floor in front of the altar before the step, and I have that big bowl with the candles that we use to symbolize our prayers. And I've taken the big candle from the altar, one of those pillar candles that we were burning throughout Lent, and placed it in the center of the bowl. And I've been burning that continually, because we're not going to be gathering here during Lent this year and be using these candles. So these candles will be continually burnt throughout Lent and leading us into Easter. I'm burning some sage to purify the air. I have a picture of St. Francis. I have a rosary. I have some medicines to symbolize healing. I have an icon that I got from Spain of the Virgin Mother and infant. And I have bits of incense and stuff around me. There's a flute sitting there, and this is where I've been hanging out for the past few days, mostly. Chris is here in the building with me, and so is dear Toby. And they're having a good time just relaxing and slowing down. I think it's been really good for all of us. It got a bit small in the new apartment, coped up all three of us there. So this is a good space and being very productive. So my idea today was to, in lieu of a sermon, I'm going to read to you. Excuse me. Sorry, just a little tickle in my throat. I'm going to read from you. I'm going to read from this book. I got this book some years ago from one of my dear mentors and the director of our formation and spiritual direction program when I was in college. Michael Pennington used to share stories from this book with us back in the 90s. This book is called Friedman's Fables by Edwin H. Friedman, published in 1990. He is a rabbi, and these are just beautiful parables and stories with a cutting edge. There's a little sting in the tail. They're very, very clever and very interesting. So yesterday I picked up a book that was something called Who Stole My Cheese? Someone had given this book to me, and it looked interesting, so I held on to it for some time when I could read it. Yesterday I pulled it off the shelf and thought maybe I should have a look at this. And then this idea came to me this morning, or sometime between picking that book up and now, of having doing this thing where people through social media could share little audio clips of them reading a chapter of one of their favorite books. So their friends would be connected and hear their voice, and would have this little thing that they could keep of their friend reading, but maybe also get interested in the book that they're reading and share some discussion about that together. Perhaps that book is a book that they share and enjoy together, that they both read it or didn't know they both read it, and or maybe it's something new that they can learn from each other about books they might like to read. And also the thing about some stories have some kind of message for us. All stories have a message for us, in fact. So I've not read this story ever before. I've had this book for a long time, and I'd never remember reading this story. So the first story I picked up to read to you was called, believe it or not, Panic. The title of this story is called Panic. There was a row of dominoes standing equidistant in the long, narrow line that circled back onto itself. Since the distance between them was shorter by half than their length, all knew that if ever one lost its balance, all would have trouble keeping theirs. Now and then, something happened that made them shake, and some seemed more tipsy than others, but no force that touched them ever went beyond each one's ability to rebalance, and the dreaded, unstoppable chain reaction, which each knew it was powerless to reverse, never began. But one day, it happened. It was number 10,101. Number 10,101 teetered, shook, pivoted on its corner, righted itself, and then fell flat against its neighbour. Its neighbour, 10,100, was taken so unawares that it immediately fell against its neighbour. And that sequence repeated itself at least several hundred times before all the dominoes recognised the malignant state of their condition. As the process continued, some gave in without a fight. Others pretended it wasn't happening. A few became so anxious that they fell over before it was their time, so that, here and there, the tipping was being replicated in more than one place along the line. Wherever the original tumbling order reached such a point, it momentarily appeared to stop. But the process went right on, continued by the secondary pattern. Actually, the dominoes had accelerated the process by quantum leaps. As the wave persistently moved on, each domino mobilized all its energy to hold up or push back its falling neighbor. But it was to no avail. The continuing felling force was just too much for each individual's domino's own weight and size. In addition, the very nature of their existence worked against them. To hold one neighbour up would have been difficult enough, but to fight the accumulating momentum was out of the question. The attitude of those that remained standing was pretty uniform. Each asked itself what it could do to fight this plague-like process proceeding inexorably toward them. Some tried to calculate the power in ergs of energy as against the rest of the mass of their own weight. Others wondered if perhaps some aerodynamic innovation could be conceived to drag this juggernaut to a halt. Still others considered the possibility that they could help their neighbours stem the tide if they could bring their own strength to greater, hitherto unimagined peaks. And several thought of sacrificing themselves for the greater good by falling before their turn, in the misguided hope that by such action they would create a fire line whose gap the coming conflagration could not bridge. But inevitability prevailed, and it was becoming increasingly hopeless to think that anything could arrest the course of these events before they reached their natural termination, when, suddenly, things stopped. Indeed, they stopped with such resounding force and suddenness that at first the cumulative energy redirected created a backlash. A ricochet occurred that actually reversed the process, but without lessening its destructive effects. At some point, the dominoes began to go in the other direction, straightening up again, only to fall the other way. This continued at the same rate as in the previous direction, past the starting point, running right through the original 10,101, and mowing down the remainder of those previously untouched, until, once again, the last one fell against the other side of the domino that had not gone down. Again, the process abruptly reversed itself, now in the original direction. But somewhat spent, the energy being expended was just enough to push each, in succession, into an upright position without bowling it over. This verse and converse occurred so fast, however, that before any of the dominoes had time to consider what had happened, all was standing once again erect, quivering here and there, but basically stable. Eventually, all began to focus on the point where things had turned. What had happened? Which one had stopped the Pecunius process and how? At that spot, all that could be seen was a domino no different in size or shape or weight or colour or density or any other visible characteristic. Nor was there any prosthesis or other artifice to prop it up or reinforce its strength. The entire line was agog. Slowly, each began to realize what it owed to this one member of their community. But how did you do it? They all wanted to know. What formula did you use to check it? What did you understand about its nature? How did you calculate the proper measure? What did you see that we didn't? The others all asked. I'm not sure what the difference was, said the domino that had not been dominoed. All I can say is that while each of you kept trying to hold your neighbour up, my concern was that I did not go down. Wow, now I assure you that was a very much a random book choice, a random chapter open choice. But that just speaks so deeply to these times about the importance of looking after ourselves, and by us not going down, we're not pulling others down. Lots to ponder and think about. So that's your sermon for today. May God's blessings be with you. May the holy angels and saints and ancestors protect and keep you all and keep you safe. And may you find wonderful, productive ways to use this sacred time of Lent. This is in some ways such a blessing because it gives us the opportunity to do things we would never have dreamed possible before. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.